I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The coronavirus, COVID-19, has infected thousands of people around the world and continues to disrupt travel and missions work. But Barbara from Global Disciples says obstacles for North American Christians are nothing new. She believes the best way to reach different countries with the gospel is to partner with a Christian on the ground who already knows the language, culture, customs, and economics.
They also have an understanding of the history and context that we coming in from the outside wouldn't have, because they've been there. They've lived through the crisis. They've been the refugee. They've been through the economic ups and downs. They understand how things work in their country because they've lived it their entire life.
Give to support Global Disciples and be the Christian on the ground in your cultural context. Take some time to imagine your home. And how many Bibles do you have? Search the bookshelves, nightstands, and dresser drawers. And if you're like the average American household, you'll probably find three or four more. That's why it can sometimes be hard for us to understand just how precious a copy of God's Word can be. Jason Wolford of Mission Cry, however, knows exactly how far one Bible can go. In some cases, one Bible could start ripples that affect millions of people. That's why Mission Cry's Bible Drive is so important.
The Word of God is something that changes your life. It's the only thing that doesn't return void. I've said it time and time again. God reminds us in His Word time and time again that everything will perish. Everything returns void except His Word. And so you have the ability to give that to someone overseas.
Get involved when you find a link at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on you and our sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. Find us at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.